You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets on sale now. Secure the best seats at the best prices to cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com. Call 440-824-3434 today. News of the day, Alex Mack, the Browns' free agent center, has got an offer sheet from the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is all media reports saying as much, and saying that the Browns will have until Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. to match that deal. It is a five-year deal, reportedly, worth $42 million, 26 of that guaranteed, about $8 million each in the first two seasons of what has been, again, reported in this deal. So we'll see where all of that goes. In the meantime, let's get some tweets. Megan Rock, are you ready to hit us with some tweetage?
I am. I do have some tweetage. So Lynn Terry says, I would take Watkins at 4 if he is there. Then King Carlos Hyde at 26. Then Garoppolo in the second or third round.
I think the depth at wide receiver in this draft makes it less appealing to take Sammy Watkins at 4. I think you can still get an impact player, a difference maker, and a great starting day one number two wide receiver later, whether it be 26, 35, or maybe even 71 in this particular draft. Carlos Hyde, not my favorite running back in this draft class, not near the top for me. I think he does a lot of things similarly to Trent Richardson in some ways. To me, he's a very good player, but when you made the investment in Ben Tate, I think with the depth again at running back and the fact that people are unlikely to take a back in the first round this year, I would wait on those two positions as well.
I'd wait on running back too as well. I think Hyde could be even had later on, but I'll say this. I like the fact that Ben Tate is here, still concern about his health issues, the history of injury, and I think you need for sure to shore yourself up in the backfield. I think they do have to come out of this draft
absolutely
with another back, because hey, let's not forget this about Mike Pettine and his philosophical approach to football. He is all about the pound and ground approach that Rex Ryan taught him in the time they were together, especially with the New York Jets. So
well, I just think you could find a guy if you want to get a banger later on. Terrence West from Towson, we've been talking about when Mel Kiper was on the show. He was very excited about him. Somebody who could maybe be there for you in the fourth or fifth round.
I'll take anybody in the backfield. I want to take a running back later for sure. What else, Meg?
All right.
Why don't you turn on the microphone, Meg?
No, we're having, so there we go.
There
at
we go.
Brown's Granny, which I love her Twitter handle, by the way, says trade down to 6 or 7, then take one of the top three linemen, then pick a quarterback.
Brown's Granny. I think it is possible that that is a way that they go, because the vibe I get is that it could be a pick on one of the lines there, whether it be the offensive or defensive line in terms of a rusher or a pass protector. And if you trade down to, let's say, 7, and you have a pretty good idea that you can still get one of the linemen that you want, maybe Matthews could fall that far, et cetera, and maybe pick up another second or a third that could be turned into another second, et cetera. If there are multiple players graded similarly for the Cleveland Browns when they're on the board at 4, and let's say somebody wants a Sammy Watkins, what would Detroit be willing to give up to come up to number 4? That's something that, to me, would be a potentially interesting scenario for trading down. I think the Browns' Granny is a pretty smart football lady.
Sounds savvy. With regard, and not just because of the Granny handle there, but I'll say this. The Lions are a team to watch here. Their interest in Watkins, I think, could be more than a smokescreen. The more people with whom I've spoken in the last day or so, and I had included this in yesterday's daily kickoff on clevelandbrowns.com, that reports out of Detroit have this team very seriously wanting to move up from spot 10 to get Watkins. And they want to create this trio with Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate, and Sammy Watkins. And of course, Browns fans may be saying, well, why won't the Browns want to create a similar trio or whatever with Josh Gordon? And then they've got Andrew Hawkins, and now you've got Nate Burleson. You know, have Sammy Watkins as part of this thing. But it's a consideration. But I think the depth at receiver gives you the luxury to pull out of there if somebody absolutely positively has to have a player pretty much at almost any position, I think, other than quarterback. Quarterback's the one that's where at 4 when you decide, if you decide to move down, you've got to be sure that you're not getting that quarterback there, or that quarterback isn't there for you that you want, that you've got that complete consensus about. Anyway, right. we got to thank Doug Deacon for being part of this show, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. We got to thank Don Banks from Sports Illustrated for being with us as well. We got to thank Megan Rock for the great work she did tweeting throughout the show, put together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted later today on clevelandbrowns.com. Our great producer, Jason Gibbs, thank you. We want to thank Jim Donovan for filling in this week for Nathan while he was out a few days. And I'm glad you're back, Nathan. But we are going to have Michael Regott back with us on Monday. You got more traveling ahead, and then we'll have you back for the rest of next week, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Julian Gerard is coming up next. Enjoy the next couple of days. I think some decent weather in Northeast Ohio.
Enjoy Nathan. The sunshine, or go see Draft Day.
That's right. For Nathan, I'm Vic. Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.